It's never easy pitching someone in person, so let us help. We're going to let you shoot your shot right now with John Jay and Rich.
Hey, it's John Jay and Rich, and today we're going to shoot your shot.
Shoot my shot, then I check the ballistics. Shoot my shot, then I'm on to the next one.
Peyton filling in for Suzette. You're doing a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
Week number two. So we're going to shoot your shot. Now, shoot your shot is like somebody wants to pitch an idea or wants to ask somebody out or try to get a job. We've done all kinds of categories in shoot your shot. Who are we talking to today, Peyton? Do you know?
Yeah, we're talking to Kyler.
Kyler, good morning. Welcome to shoot your shot, John Jay and Rich.
Hey, guys. I hope everyone is having a great morning. Thanks for having me on.
Okay.
Thanks. You too.
What's our situation with Kyler, Peyton? Do you know?
Well, Kyler wants to shoot his shot to his good friend. I think it could go. I don't know how it'll go.
Okay. Well, Kyler, what's your situation, Kyler?
Yeah, guys. So I have this good friend, Liza, and, you know, I've always been really into her. But the thing is, I mean, she friend zoned me. So, you know, we went on a date about a year ago, but she didn't feel, you know, any sparks or anything like that. So we just stayed friends, but, I'm really into her. So, you know, I want to give it one more try, and because honestly, if this doesn't work out, you know, I don't think I'll be able to stay friends with her.
Oh, okay, that's what I was going to prepare you for, because she might not want to be friends with you after this, because if she already friend-zoned you, and a year ago, is still pretty fresh, you know, like, probably not that much is different in how she's feeling about you, although maybe not, you know, weird pandemic things happen,
right,
or whatever, but I'm just like worried that you're ruining the friendship, but it doesn't sound like you care. It's like, if it's this way or no way for you.
That's why you shoot your shot.
Well, I mean, it's a lot of emotional investment, you know, and it's now or never, you know, got to find out.
Have you guys had anything change in your relationship or things happening around you that may have changed her mind about you being in the friend zone?
Like, you know, she gives me, I feel like, all kinds of, you know, subtle signs and different things. I mean, different kind of looks, different kind of eye contact, you know, wanting to snuggle up to me if we watch something on Netflix. So, you know, I'm kind of feeling like, okay, like, you know, this is my shot. I mean, I feel like she's kind of giving me the signs. I mean, I could be totally wrong, but I got to shoot my shot here.
Yeah, I think that, like, if you put somebody in the friend zone and you're friends, I don't think you snuggle and watch Netflix. I think that's leading a friend on.
Yeah.
It's definitely leading on, but it doesn't mean she's changed her mind about
I know, but I don't think that's fair on her part.
Yeah,
though.
That's misleading on her end.
That's misleading. That's misleading.
Not cool.
So maybe you're kind of a backup.
Like, I think he has every right to say, let's go out on a date.
Yeah.
Like, she said, if she goes, we're just friends. Whoa, we were on the sofa. You got under my armpit, and we cuddled under a blanket, and we watched a movie on Netflix. That's like, you're telling me that I kind of have a door to ask you to go further.
Right. That's, you know, like, I mean, mixed signals that she's giving you, and I hope that's not the case. But myself, personally, I friend-zoned my boyfriend, my current boyfriend that I've been with.
Just yesterday?
Honestly, I'm over him. No, but I friend-zoned him, and we ended up kind of figuring it out. So.
So what happened? He asked you out. You said no? What?
Yeah, he asked me out all the time, every time he saw me. And I was like, no, dude. Like, we're friends.
So what happened?
I decided I didn't want to be his friend anymore.
Yeah, but what happened? What did he ask you out one day and you said, okay, like what?
Well, yeah, that's kind of what happened. Well, one time he was in a basketball game and he made a bet while he was in the middle of the game with me. And it was like, he's like, if I score 25 points, then I get to take you out. And I went home and I got a screenshot from him and he had 30 points. So I was like, okay, we might get into something.
Okay,
here.
So by him doing that kind of made it seem wow. There was a lot more to it, because being an athlete is sexy.
Yeah,
right. He scored 30 points. That's a hell of a lot of points.
Yes, it is.
Right, and then he, in the middle of a game, he's talking to you. So he's
literally
breaking,
running down the basketball court, looking at me.
Like that. Also, I mean, there's a lot of cool, sexy things that
right.
he did.
And what got me was the fact that he just sent me a screenshot of the stat sheet. I remember sitting at home in my apartment and I was like, oh yeah, this one might be the one.
Right. I mean, that's cool. Those are all very, very cool things to do. Okay. All right. All right, Kyler, what do you do for a living? Let's try to see if we can come up with something cool like that, equal to that. What do you do for a living?
Yeah. So I work in IT.
Okay. A screenshot of maybe some give me some metadata.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
How fast you can get internet at your house? If she comes over.
Yeah. Oh, baby, my fiber optic is.
That's pretty good.
Maybe a picture of the receipt for the new iPhone 13 button.
Hey, man, I will plug my cable into her modem.
For oh, my goodness. Go.
Hold on a minute. This is a shoot your shot, not a booty call.
I mean, how can Liza not like you?
All in good fun, guys. All yeah. in good fun.
I like for you, sure. Kyler Murray. Yeah.
Is this Kyler Murray?
Probably. All right, dude. So what's her name? Oh, Liza, you said. Okay, we'll get Liza on the line, and we'll let her know you want to shoot your shot.
Shoot my right, shot, guys. Then I check the ballistics. Shoot my shot, then I'm on to the next one.
Shoot your shot is next, John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Oh, we're in the middle of shoot your shots, John Jay and Rich.
Shoot my shot, then I check the ballistics. Shoot my shot, then I'm on to the next one.
So you got Kyler who wants to shoot a shot with his friend, Liza. Okay, friend. Friend zone friend. Okay, so when you say you guys are friends, are you the kind of friends where, I mean, you're friends, or are you guys the kind of friends that hang out and see each other every day?
I mean, we all see each other every day. I'd say we see each other, like, you know, maybe like, I don't know, a couple times a month or something.
Okay, cool. All right. I think that's cool.
But do you guys talk often?
Yeah, we totally do. We probably text like a little bit every day.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's a lot.
Oh, they're tight. So this is more like a DTR. What are we? This is his big question.
Yeah. I mean, I've had guy friends, though, that are strictly my friends that I talk to all the time.
Well, he's asking her out, though, right? Mm-hmm. Are you asking her out?
I would be scared if they asked me out. You're like, no.
Right.
No, we have to stop being friends now.
I would. I would totally be like, friendship over.
Anybody in here? It's awkward.
Have you ever hooked up with somebody that was a friend and then it was like, okay, let's just be friends and you stayed friends?
Yeah. I have. My boyfriend doesn't like that.
Right. Have you, Kyle?
I mean, I'm like friends kind of. Not really. I mean, I think I'm friendly with all my exes. Like, I don't think that any of them are like really terrible. Like, we don't really talk, obviously, because I'm married and moved on. But if I saw them, it wouldn't be like hatred.
But
I'm not like friends with them on communication level.
Right. Like, I don't talk to any of them.
Yeah.
I don't even like their stuff on social media.
And I certainly wouldn't go over and cuddle with them. Right. Which that is what's happening here with That's Kyler right. and Liza.
That's right. I forgot about that. They watch TV and cuddle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, is this Liza?
Yes.
Hey, Liza. This is Peyton with John, Jay, and Rich. We just wanted to talk to you on the radio real quick. Is that all right with you?
Yeah. Sure.
Liza, we have a segment called Shoot Your Shot. Okay. So here's how it works. Now, there's many different categories for Shoot Your Shot. Like, people have called up and said they wanted to shoot their shot on our show, or they wanted to maybe apply for a job. So we connect them with the decision maker at a company. You follow me?
Okay.
We've had somebody, like a brother and sister, like a brother wanted to shoot a shot and asked the sister to have Thanksgiving at her house this year. You follow me?
Yes.
We've had people, like girls, want to ask guys out. So we set that up on our show. And today, we have someone that wants to shoot their shot with you on our radio show.
Okay.
Okay, now it is of, this we could safely say, is of romantic interest today. So before we go any further, are you in a relationship? Do you have a boyfriend?
I do not, no.
Okay, so the way this works is, we're going to give this person 1 minute to shoot their shot with you. And all we ask is that you listen. You just listen, keep an open mind, and at the end of the minute, you give them a decision. Okay?
Okay.
So we'll have a timer set up. Now, do we tell her who it is and bring them up and they introduce and then start
the time? Him.
Okay. So we'll bring up this person right now. Kyler, are you there?
Hey, guys.
Kyler. Liza, you know Kyler?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Kyler, we're going to give you 1 minute. 1 minute to shoot your shot, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. 1 minute.
Go.
Hey, Liza, I just want to start off with, you know, letting you know how much I value our friendship. You know that I've kind of always had a thing for you, and honestly, it just, you know, hasn't gone away. The more we get to kind of know each other, kind of the stronger feelings I get for you. And I know you said you wanted to stay friends after we went on a date a while back, but to be real, I have such strong feelings for you that, you know, I don't think I can just be friends with you. And I would love to try and test things out again and go on another date if you're up for it.
Tick, 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 tick.
Wow. I don't really know what to say right now.
I mean, I know this probably caught you off guard. And, you know, I know you're not dating right now, so I would really love the chance to, you know, get to know you kind of on a deeper level.
It totally threw me off. It's not bad. It's just, I mean, you know that I love you, and I always have the best time with you, but I really don't want to ruin our friendship.
Yeah. I mean, is that the only thing holding you back, or are you really just interested in, you know, are you just really not interested in pursuing anything with me? Like, what is it?
No, I mean, I don't want to lose you as my friend, and I don't want us to get together, and then it doesn't work, and then it ruins that. Like, you always hear stories about that, and I just don't want that to happen with us.
Okay. You know, I understand that. But like I said earlier, I just don't think I can be friends with you. It's just too difficult for me.
Yeah. I mean, that makes me sad because I'm my happiest with you around. I mean, we always have the best time, but I mean, I guess if I'm going to be real though, I do feel the same sparks that you do. I just really love having you as my friend.
I feel like you're looking at this all wrong, Liza. Like, you're saying you love everything about him. You love being with him. You even feel those romantic sparks when you're with him. But what if it doesn't work out? Then we won't be friends anymore. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
What if it does and it turns into the best relationship you've ever had? You know, I think some of the strongest relationships I know, people actually started out as friends. So it's like, I feel like you're looking at it all wrong. I think you got to just go for it, you know? Like, you guys have such a good established relationship as it is. And sometimes, you know, dating, you don't even get that because you're, you know, you go through that really awkward phase. Like, you pass that whole awkward phase. You already know everything about each other and you know you love each other. So it's kind of like,
why not?
What is the real reason? Or if there isn't and you're just worried about what if it doesn't work out, I just feel like you can't live that way.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's a good point.
I mean, let's just say screw it and try it out. I mean, if it's not for you or for me, then, you know, we can take a couple steps back from everything.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I guess you're right. The worst thing that could happen is it not work out, and then we'll just pretend it never happened. So.
Beautiful.
Exactly. I mean, are you free this weekend? I mean, let's go bowling or something. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I actually am free, so that sounds like a lot of fun. I can't wait.
Aww. That's great.
That's, you know, so good.
A tip, because I know that, like, I mean, Kyle and her husband were friends first. Mm-hmm. My wife and I were friends first, and I don't know about Kyle and her husband, but for me and my wife, one of the things we did as friends first, as friends, before anything crossed romantically, is that I would try to make sure that at least once a week she would watch me myself in the daytime,
what
in the living room.
What is wrong with
what?
You?
What, John Jay?
I would make sure, I'd be like, I want this. I want to make sure that you witness this as friends.
I want to know it goes through your head sometimes.
No. Just as friends.
So. That absolutely did not ever happen with me and my
and
husband.
I did that with my guy friends too. Oh my God. Before we pregame.
I do not recommend
I would have
this,
them, like,
Kyler
sit on the sofa.
Liza.
I want you guys to chill out on the sofa, and I want to make sure that we have this ball.
Like, sometimes do you hear yourself?
I would sit Indian style. Yeah. I would move the coffee table out of the way. And
I mean,
I would
I'm
sit
curious
on the
about it because I haven't seen anybody with a living room in a long time.
Yeah. So I'd move the coffee table. I'd sit on this round rug, and they would sit there, and then I'd be like, okay, guys, let's go. Who's driving?
I feel like, you know, one day when you listen to this break back, you're going to realize you might need some help or assistance with what goes on up there.
And I have friends for life.
Stop it.
Time to ramp up the meds again, Kyle. No.
I think some good advice for you, Kyler and Liza, is also to remember to put your friendship first. That's really big for me and my boyfriend. We always like prioritize our friendship and then our relationship as well. Yeah. So going into this new fun thing for you guys, I'm super pumped. I'm really happy this worked out for you, Kyler. You guys are adorable.
There you go. Shoot your shot. Yeah. Nice job.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's John Jay and Rich.
never ballistic. Shoot my shot, then I'm on to the next one.